One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. 2. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. 3. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. 4. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. $20.
So please be sure to use complete sentences in your question. Right?
Okay.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take a bus to the New York City.
And the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
Actually, the price of the bus is $11. Okay. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle East restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
Thank you. Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, New York City has a Middle Eastern restaurant.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
Actually, Chinatown is famous for a variety of Asian food. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the Highland Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above the street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Thank you. Is the Highline Park above street level?
Yes. The Highline Park is 30 feet above street level. Actually, Highland Park is about 11th Avenue.
Right. Okay.
Read.
Yes, could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Thank you. The Cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Right. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the cloister is located in southern Manhattan, right?
Not. The cloister is located in the northern Manhattan.
Thank you very much. Could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the ant runs along the west coast of the South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in Andes. Right. American continent is
Does it consist of North and South America?
Yes, consists of South and North continents.
Thank you. And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America. And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No. Actually, Rocky Mountains are located in the North America.
Thank you very much. Could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other line.
Thank you. A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Right. A solid line means that cars cannot cross into another lane. Now it is two-way roads use yellow lines.
Great, thank you. This is the last one. Could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Thank you. Do people living in rural areas have less access to healthcare?
Right. People living in rural areas generally have less access to healthcare.
Thank you. And life expectancy is lower in urban areas, right?
No. Higher life expectancy is in urban areas.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.